com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. Corey and I have a great show planned for you today. We're going to start out in the first hour, and we're going to be chatting really from an industry perspective on economic issues, not just precious metals, not just conventional markets, but really the whole enchilada, for lack of better terms. And in the second hour, we're going to go into political issues with Glenn Downs and some other folks. So we're looking forward to doing that. But the economy is really what it's all about. The focus of our show really has to do with what we are doing to attempt to provide ourselves a certain amount of, oh, I guess I'd use the word financial security. That's pretty appropriate, I would have to say, in today's society. We are chatting, as I said, I guess I didn't say this yet, in the first hour with John Proust. John is a very, very well-known, I'm not quite sure how to describe you other than to say, very successful financier, entrepreneur throughout the world, but you're headquartered in Vancouver, B.C. Also joining us from an industry perspective is Jeff Pontius. Jeff has been on the show numerous times. Interestingly enough, Jeff, you were on Kitco yesterday and got a good response there also. And then John Kaiser. John is a newsletter writer who I have known and Corey has known for quite some time now. I have all the time in the world for John Kaiser. Why do I say that? One simple reason. He's very, very intelligent. He's very honest. I guess there's two simple reasons there. So we're glad to have you guys with us. John, let's start out with you. And by John, I mean Mr. Proust. I guess I need to start using. We got two Johns here. John Proust, what do you think is happening in the conventional markets in the United States right now? I'm personally seeing a lack of direction. What does John Proust say?
Well, I'm seeing a lot of confusion out there. There's no question. Very, very polarized views. I'm sort of reminiscent of a call that I got yesterday, where on the one hand, a significant individual in the United States was thinking about selling his home and, you know, going into cash and just really hunkering down and was quite concerned. And the following call that I got off that was, again, another successful individual in the United States that was seeing a wonderful set of opportunities in the marketplace. So there really is a lack of direction, and it comes from the top. There's no question about it, that, you know, there isn't a sort of standard set of policies, whether they be economic policies or monetary policies, that are giving us a sense of where we're going. And so that does create a lot of confusion for people, and in my world, it creates an awful lot of opportunity, and I'm sure we'll discuss that as we go through today, but I'm seeing great opportunities, and we're taking advantage of them now.
John, I have to agree with you at the fact that the people at the top are really just throwing us in all this turmoil, not being consistent with what they're doing, constantly putting issues on the table that if you look at it from the outside, from a critical standpoint, you can't even see how they could. One example is tapering. Personally, I don't see how they can go forward with tapering anytime soon. However, you listen to the mainstream media and you keep on hearing the fact that, oh, it could be in December, could be in January. To me, that there's no way that can happen. However, when you look at the fundamentals and the facts out there, I think in the long term, we all have a pretty good idea of where the conventional markets are going, or at least I think we do. Jeff, do you have any comments on this?
Yeah, I think the basic analysis or the way it looks to me is that the Fed and the government are sitting out there and the economic drivers on very thin ice, and they're trying to probe out to see where the ice cracks and where it's more solid and firmer. So they don't know the direction they're going to go yet. And it leaves everyone in a lurch, whether you're in precious metals or hard assets like real estate or a variety of things, or you're in the general equity market. It's very uncertain right now. So people are sticking there hard with cash And, you know, they're waiting to see where the thicker ice is, I think. And so I think at the end of the day, we definitely get in a situation where pretty soon the ice cracks. And that's where I think we're headed myself.
You know, John, I got to ask you a question about that. And my question is, and this obviously I'm referring to you, John Kaiser. You know, you specialize in companies that you believe are undervalued, specifically mining companies. And we're going to get into that here down the road just a little bit. But you're also very, very bright when it comes to macroeconomic issues. And I think the concept of what's going on in the U.S. economy and what can people who choose to be involved in the conventional markets, you know, what can they do at this moment in time? What do you think, bud?
Well, I think the United States is trapped in this mode of turning into a hospice nation as we have the biggest demographic bulge ever move into retirement, the boomer generation. The deficit's supposed to hit $21 trillion by 2018. The government itself is not allowed to ramp up debt by doing spending on infrastructure and other innovative things that actually open up the future for the younger generation. Most of the debt that growth is coming from Social Security, Medicare, veterans, and to some degree the national defense. None of these things are really returning anything on investment. And business doesn't see any real future for America. We have seen $3 trillion worth of real estate equity come back after we lost $7.4 trillion in 2008. The stock markets are at all-time highs, but savings deposits are parked at $9 trillion. That's 12% of household net worth, and that's earning next to nothing. The entire country is in a state of paralysis, both from the upper end and down to the lower end. Mortgages are still deleveraging. There hasn't been a single month where we have seen net mortgage increase. There is no real credit expansion underway. This paralysis is a sign of a nation that is dying, and businesses are sitting on $3 trillion, not investing it. They're buying back their own shares and maybe sending it back. And until there's something that emerges which allows us to see an expanding light at the end of the tunnel rather than the shrinking light that characterizes the whole mentality here, we are in serious trouble and nothing's going to change.
John, well, Mr. John Prost, I want to bring you back in because it's a point that we've touched on a couple times in this segment, and that is money being on the sidelines, whether it's business or investors. Just as John Kaiser said there, that this money is sitting in savings accounts earning pretty much $0 instead of being invested in, I hate to say it, but the conventional market, which has gone up. To me, this shows huge lack of faith in the conventional market, but what's going to come or what could come down the road to make people really invest their money or get it out of these savings accounts that are earning nothing?
On the micro level, new discoveries. New discoveries are always, and I'm focused on the precious metal side and the extractable resource side. New discoveries are a key thing that we have to see. Those are always the catalyst. They have been through several different down cycles that we've been in that have re-energized the market, re-galvanized the market. After the break, I'd like to talk a little bit about an experience that I've just had. I've just completed a financing, and we had to go to non-traditional sources, and I'd like to talk a little bit about that. But new discoveries, those are always the catalyst to get us back into the into a market turnaround where people are focused, laser focused on a specific opportunity, as opposed to just being in that paralysis mode that John Kaiser mentioned for the macro markets.
I do want to, by the way, get into the various financing tacks that are being taken right now because they are very tough times, and I know listeners are very, very interested in that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to stick around. The station's got to take a break, and we're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting with John Proust, John Kaiser, and Jeff Pontius, talking about macroeconomic issues. Going to get into, during the course of this next half hour, we're going to certainly get into some issues dealing with the resource sector, given the fact that we're all heavily involved in that. But John, we had to cut you off in the last segment when you were talking a little bit about what's going on from a macroeconomic standpoint. We're back. You got time. What's going on, bud?
I was talking about significant discoveries. From my standpoint, as we start to look around, and I was reflecting on a financing that has just been completed and the comments about the dollars on the sidelines. Conventionally, we would go to brokerage firms, and the brokerage firms would, if you were going to do a financing, would be receptive to it if it was a good opportunity, and they would go out to their clients. And quite often, there's a lineup of brokerage firms that want to participate in your financings. We elected this time for one of the very first times to do a non-brokered financing because there are so many changes, so many dynamics out there with the firms that some are struggling quite badly, and some have still got their finger on the pulse of the capital markets. But it's very, very hard to figure that out now. So we, from a strategy of financing, employ much more what I'd call an eat what you kill financing. So we say, here's an opportunity, it's open to the world, and people can come in and participate in it, and it's sort of either first come or first serve, or more importantly, we see where the orders are coming from and allocate. And that's been quite a shift. It's also put a lot more effort or energy on the company or companies themselves as we move into this mode now, because it means that you are going out and having direct contact with investors. So that lets us put the finger on the pulse of, is it the average retail investor, or are you going to sort of specialty or high net worth investors? And that's what we found more, is that we're going more to the high net worth investors that do have significant dollars on the sidelines, have very specific investment objectives, and are interested in very specific projects or destinations for their dollars. So it's been quite a fascinating last few weeks for us just on the financing side, to really see how the financing world has morphed now, and what energy and effort and sources you need to go to.
Jeff, I've got to believe that you've had some interesting comments or experiences, I guess I should say, along those lines. Do you agree with what Mr. Proust is saying here?
Yeah, and just in the case of Corvus Gold, our company, we've done all of our financings over the last 2 years via the private placement method, and I totally agree with John. It's the high net worths that are coming. And it's not that people are looking to make a killing on the gold market, I don't think, even though I think that's probably in the cards. But they're looking for security of those dollars that are sitting on the sidelines. And the best torque they can get for that, sitting there in a precious metal vehicle, is really an explore co or an explore development company that does have a discovery in a decent jurisdiction where you're not going to see it expropriated, you know, over the next couple of years. So we've gotten great traction from just those type of people that John's talked about. And it's enabled us to do a very solid thing for our shareholders, and that is do financings, and we're doing them without warrants and counts. John's exactly right. You have to go, and you have to be the interaction. You cannot depend on the bank going out there and saying, okay, I'm going to do a bought deal for you, Jeff. You got to get on your bicycle and get out there and raise that money personally.
But Jeff, that's what's separating the wheat from the chaff, and I want to get into that subject also at length here, either in the next segment or the segment following that, because I think the financing sector has always been, or the financing element, I guess I should say, has always been a critical, I mean, this sounds like an oversimplification, but I think a lot of people don't realize the importance of these smaller companies, whether it's a New Zealand Energy, a Corvus Gold, a Southern Arc, what have you. Financing is incredibly important to those companies, and that is, I mean, that's almost ridiculous. It's such an oversimplification. But I want to make this very clear to listeners, is that if you are an accredited investor, you are able to take part of those financings if you are an accredited investor, and you know the paperwork that has to come out of Canada is all correct. It's a very, very interesting way to invest. And I also have to say, that's not investment advice. That's just a fact that I think a lot of people are unaware of. Having said that, what do you think about what's going on in financing right now, Mr. K?
It's a serious situation. What John Proust was saying, we need new discoveries. That's the discovery exploration segment of the junior sector. The advanced kind of projects such as Jeff Pontius are not going to come. The funding for them are not going to come from high net worth investors. And the problem is, we've got 1,800 companies. Of these, 1,000 are below 10 cents. 800 of them have less than $200,000 left. The market caps are typically less than $1 million to $2 million. To raise any sort of money, there's substantial dilution, and the high net worth investors aren't going to be interested in that. And the accredited investor threshold of $1 million, not including your primary, this excludes an awful lot of people from participating in these types of early stage juniors, which have an interesting expiration. I think we need to see some sort of changes of relaxing the ability of money to come into these companies via private placements so that people looking for high risk exposure have a chance to put money into corporate treasuries as fuel to create new wealth rather than just putting it into the market where we're seeing professional traders out of the risk markets.
John, I think that's a great point that you brought up there, is that when you actually invest in these private placements, the money is going to the company to hopefully put in the ground or at least build the company up. And John and Jeff, I'm happy that you guys are finding different ways to raise this money, quite frankly, because we need more money going into the company's hands. As John Kaiser said, some of these traders out there, they don't help stocks at all. They trade very short term. As for when you buy in a private placement, there's a 4-month hold period. So you instantly have people who are going to be holding your stock for a prolonged period of time. And as I mentioned, that money is going into the company's bank account, which helps for developing. And right now, with the big companies out there taking massive write-downs and having to cut back their costs, they're not exploring as much. So we really need these small companies out there, such as the Corvus and the Southern Arcs and New Zealand Energies, to get this cash inflow so that they can develop projects that will hopefully be sold to some of these bigger companies.
Okay, thanks, Corey. You know, on that note, I need to say one thing, and that is a final comment on private placement financings. In no way, shape, or form are we soliciting or even suggesting that anybody gets involved in these types of financing things, plural there. If anyone has any interest whatsoever in this type of investment, the only thing I can say is call your registered investment advisor, and I'm sure that he or she can give you all the information that you need to know about that. You know, do you even qualify to take part in that type of financing? Private placements are the lifeblood of small resource companies, okay, and they are simply another way of purchasing stock in a company, and that is only my opinion. Again, I'm not suggesting that anybody look to get involved in these types of financings. They are very common in Canada, and in certain sectors of the investment community, they're also common in the United States.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with John Prowse, John Kaiser, and our friend Jeff Pontius. You know, we were talking a little bit about the financing issues that are going on in the resource sector right now. We were talking a little bit about the conventional markets. But one thing I would like to kind of get from these individuals, since they've been in the investment segment of the economy for their entire lives, is various ways to invest. I mean, you know, I would have to say at the outset that obviously those of you who are interested in conventional investing is real simple. You simply buy stocks that are listed on the New York Stock Exchange, what have you, or you buy mutual funds, etc. But I want to talk about the various ways of investing in the precious metals sector, and I want to start out with the commodities themselves. And I know a lot of our regular listeners have heard this. A lot of our regular listeners are real experts in this area, and they could easily be taking my place and Corey's place in terms of moderating this discussion. But the fact of the matter is we have a lot of listeners out there on the radio who are really kind of not familiar with this. So, where do we start? Jeff, let's start with you, and that is, if someone is interested in, if they believe that gold and silver, you know, preserve wealth, preserve value, provide an insurance policy, et cetera, what in your mind are good ways to approach that particular sector?
Well, if it's the commodity itself, we have a number of vehicles here in North America to invest in those. I'm not a great fan of the run-of-the-mill ETFs because there's been some issues associated with the actual possibly double leasing of the bullion involved in those funds. But the fund I do like on an ETF basis is the Central Fund of Canada. But one of the real great storehouses, I believe, for investing in the gold commodity is a new fund that's come out of the Tocqueville Group, where it's a bullion reserve fund where they are not connected with a bank. They have vaults in four or five different locations. You buy gold that goes into that vault, and that is your gold, and you can redeem it anytime you want. So you're not, you don't have a bank in the middle of you and your gold. You have the Tocqueville Group that manages your bullion investment in that vault, which is physical gold or silver in that vault. So in my mind, what I do myself personally is a physical gold investment in that vault for a certain percentage of my portfolio, just so I know when the real rainy day comes, I've got it in a place where I can get it delivered to me directly without a bank or a government standing in between me.
You know, guys, I think it's a testament to the gold industry in general and the gold market, the fact that there are all these new funds and different ways to invest in gold and more, I would say, reliable ways to invest in gold rather than investing in this gold that might be in this bank or this vault here or there. It's all becoming a bit confusing to some investors. But then kind of going down to the individual stocks, the majors out there, the mid-tiers, and then also some of the juniors. John Kaiser, I know that we talk about stocks all the time. What are some sectors in this gold market that you're really interested in right now?
If you'll let me, I'd like to first make a comment on gold itself. You have to know the reason why you are buying gold. If you're buying it as an investment and you hope it to go up, you have this problem that gold is treated as a collectible in the United States from a capital gains perspective. And in California, you end up paying 38% of any gain. And if you're buying it as an inflation hedge, that's a pretty... then it doesn't make any sense at all, because if gold is just keeping up with inflation, you're losing money by owning gold, unless you happen to own it inside a retirement savings plan. However, you can't own physical gold, which is why I like the GLD ETF, which I don't think has any problems about the gold being there. That's if you just want a long-term insurance policy and want to bank your gains without having to pay taxes. Own it within your retirement savings plan. Now, the reason knowing what you think gold is going to do, whether it's going to go up in real terms or just be an inflation hedge, that's very relevant to the equities. The market used to treat the equities as a proxy for gold ownership. It no longer does this because you can now easily own physical gold and you can also own these various ETF-style products. You own the equities because you think that they will be profitable at the prevailing gold price, or you think there will be a higher real price, not accompanied by inflation, down the road, which will make the deposit that they are developing much more profitable than it appears to be now. And then there's tremendous leverage. I would rather own a junior company or even a good producer that's producing gold and get the leveraged gains out of a gold price increase than to own physical gold itself. I would only own physical gold as this long-term insurance policy that I would, you know, not plan to sell. It's that kind of insurance policy you never want to cash in. It would be only useful in an end times scenario.
You know, I got to tell you, John, I agree 1,000% with what you're saying. You know, I have always felt, because of my background, and I'm not going to bore listeners with, you know, my story about how my parents were immigrants, etc., and gold saved their bacon. But I'm just going to say that I have never developed the expertise to be a short-term trader, a day trader in precious metals. And my reason for buying precious metals is real simple, and that is it helps me sleep at night, knowing that I have possession of physical silver and physical gold helps me sleep at night. I also, after 32 years, 35 years in this business, I'm also very, very aware of the reality of what you're saying in terms of if you want to make money in this sector, the best place to do it is in the companies involved in it. Mr. Prowse, you agree with me?
I completely agree with you. Of course, that's my world, And it seems to be working so far. I guess there's a few comments that I'd like to make, and just to bring it down to sort of a little bit of a micro sense. Now, you know, what we've done recently with our company, Southern Arc, is we have taken our investments and our interests in a politically risky country, being Indonesia, and we've taken our capital and we've redeployed it in other jurisdictions. And our view is two things. A, there was a falling gold price. And with the falling gold price, you know, there's always a concern about whether you've got a low-grade deposit or a high-grade deposit. So my first rationale was, let's go find the highest-grade deposits we possibly can, or highest-grade opportunities. The second thing is that when we get into this challenging market that we've got now, political risk is a killer. So you've got to move away from political risk, and you've got to go into a safe jurisdiction where people know that if good management exists and the capital exists and the opportunities are strong, you've got a likelihood of success and a likelihood of getting the return you're looking for. So that's what we've been doing is we, with Southern Arc, we've taken our assets and are continuing to do that. We're redeploying them in a safe jurisdiction, which for us is the province of Quebec. Great funding opportunities, great super flow through opportunities there. And we ended up identifying, after looking at 40 different opportunities in this challenging market and doing due diligence on 20 of them, we ended up finding an opportunity in another public company called Eagle Hill Exploration. There we ended up identifying a resource that had well over 1.3 million ounces, but close to 10 grams, not half a gram.
John, you know, one of the reasons why I like investing in some of these smaller junior companies is the fact that the gold price can go down or stay very steady at where it is, but these junior companies can still show huge gains because of, as we said before, good management, good properties, good jurisdictions. All of these are very important when looking at investing in these junior companies, and you can make some huge returns. Jeff Pontius, you are actively involved in this industry. Anything else that you look for in companies?
And before I answer that question, Jeff, we've got to take a short break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Welcome back to this final segment of the first hour of the weekend edition of the Coyle Economics Report. Al and myself are continuing our roundtable discussion with Mr. John Kaiser, founder of Kaiser Research Online, Jeff Pontius, CEO of Corvus Gold, and John Prout, CEO and founder of New Zealand Energy, as well as chairman and CEO of Southern Arc. Jeff, we left off the last segment with me asking you a question, really following up on our talk about how to invest or what to look for in these junior companies in the gold space. I mentioned good management, good jurisdiction, and also a property that is somewhat defined. Do you have any other aspects that you look for when you're looking at different companies in this space, Jeff?
Well, I think you've hit it nail on the head there. It's and as John had mentioned, you know, you've got to have a project that can make it through development if we have a further downturn in gold. And so you're going to have something pretty resilient. And I would say in today's times, it has to look pretty good at $1,000 and an ounce for gold. Quality management, of course, good jurisdictions with established mining trade in the area for long periods of time. A company that can raise money and do it in tough times is always very, very important, as Al has said. And I think what at the end of the day, what you really have to have here are guys that can get it the job done. That means they have got to have done it before, and they have to have the motivation and the real drive to get it done again.
You know, I want to wrap up this hour. We've got a little bit of time left here on something that is, for lack of better terms, is kind of a human interest story. You know, when I started in this business, and I incorporated our company back in October of 1982, and the reason I elected to go into business for myself is I had spent some time in Vancouver, British Columbia. I was fortunate in that I had a good friend up there who actually got me involved in lengthy meetings one-on-one with people like Peter Brown, an old newsletter writer, Peter Brown not being an old newsletter writer, but a securities attorney by the name of Stephen Sobolewski, and kind of the list goes on and on and on. And I remember after 2 days of spending upwards of 2 hours with each of these individuals and them telling me about the industry, I was sitting on my deck of the hotel that I was staying at, getting ready to take off and catch an airplane home, and I thought to myself, this industry truly represents the epitome of capitalism. and I want to be a part of it. I didn't care if I was going to make any money. I honestly didn't care about much of anything other than I wanted to be a part of this industry. And, you know, and as history shows, I have been. I'm curious why you guys got involved in it, because I know, you know, as sure as I'm sitting here, it's about a hell of a lot more than just money. John, let's start with you, John Kaiser.
There's two type of prospects out there. There's the existing deposit that was found in the past and nothing was done with it. And then there's the new exploration play. And sort of building on the earlier comment too, what do you look for? Well, I look for a story as to why will this deposit work today? What did they do wrong in the past? What has changed since the past? What are you doing different? And in the case of an exploration play, unless it's in some region that's never been explored before, like the moon, I ask, what sort of theory are you bringing to the table? What is the hook? Others may have looked here. What were they looking for? Why didn't they find anything? What are you doing different? And what has hooked me into this industry and trapped me in it forever is that these stories are really intriguing. They tickle my intellect. It becomes this mystery show of what's going to happen. Are they going to succeed? Are these various theories going to play out as expected? And of course, if it does work out, the kinds of gains we make in this sector are absolutely staggering. So it is this innovation, this the narrative story aspect of this industry which brought me into it and keeps me in it, even though we are in one of the worst bear markets in decades.
How about you, Mr. Prowse?
It's an excellent question, and I was really just reflecting back as I was looking out the window here. The Vancouver Stock Exchange, which was my sort of birthplace, has always been the heart of venture capital, and it's always been my entrepreneurial spirit from when I was born that somehow we could harness capital to build things. I like building companies. And it takes away from sort of the hourly, daily, sometimes the real challenge that people have maintaining their focus. And for us, it's building things. And sometimes you can build things in an instant, and sometimes it takes years and years to build things. There's also that academic stimulus that John Kaiser referred to, where there is incredible ideas, and for us, we think way outside the box. We're always trying to think two steps ahead, whether it be, you know, commodity pricing, whether it be the new opportunities that are coming up, political situations, geographical locations. We're always trying to think outside the box and really be innovative. And if you surround yourself with people like that, new opportunities are all over the place. And so it just gets me excited. I get out of bed every day. And I do something that I absolutely love, and I realize that it's my effort that is going to determine my success and the success of my shareholders. And it's just something that I will never lose that enthusiasm.
Jeff, you're up next. You're a CEO of a well-known company. What do you have to say?
Well, I'm an exploration geologist, and I have been for about 35, 36 years. So I've had the great fortune of being able to be part of some wonderful discoveries and been building mines. And it is truly, my wife calls it my Indiana Jones. I love being out there on the edge and coming up with new things. And when I got introduced to the junior market, I'd always worked for large mining companies before. Back in the mid-2000s, it was really my cup of tea because I was able to really direct the effort of the company and the research programs that we ran, and we became very effective doing that. And so I love it. I get out of bed, as John says, I get out of bed in the morning excited about going to work every single day because it's really an adventure, and it's one of the coolest jobs in the world when you get to really bring it all together into developing new, honest to God wealth for not only the shareholders but for the countries that you happen to be exploring in.
Corey, I'm going to put you on the hot seat here right now. You know, you don't have to be involved in this industry. You're a chartered accountant in Canada. You're a CPA in the United States. You went to university on a scholarship. You know, I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, you could be making a whole bunch of money in some different areas. Why are you involved in this silly game?
Well, kind of how you mentioned initially there, Al, it's not necessarily for the money. First of all, I grew up also kind of in this mining industry, growing up in Vancouver and having a family that was actively involved. So I knew a lot of these people, and I really enjoy talking to these people. I find them very smart, very, very hardworking. And you know what? Sometimes times are tough. Sometimes they're great. And it doesn't really matter to some of these people because, as we've heard from Jeff and John, they get up in the morning and they're excited, and I like seeing that enthusiasm. And quite frankly, I believe in this industry because mining for gold has been around forever, and it's not going anywhere. And the more I see these other countries around the world, such as the U.S. and, well, the Euro, all of these, they're struggling. And gold will be one of those fundamental stores of value and wealth that there's no denying that. And I'm excited to see what comes next and what the next big discovery will be to turn this junior market around.
You know, I want to wrap this thing up by giving you an opinion, and I really mean this, and that is, on the record, I have to say that this industry, whether it's the companies involved in the industry, whether it's the commodities end of the industry, is absolutely fascinating, and it's absolutely fascinating for one simple reason. None of the participants, and this is something that these guys brought out, None of the participants in this industry are going to have any financial security. They're not going to make any money short-term, long-term, what have you, unless they individually perform, you know. And I find that to be very, very refreshing because I believe that that's what God wanted us to do. We're going to get into, in the second hour, something that I find to be not very refreshing because it's just the opposite of what we've been talking about with Jeff Pontius, John Kaiser, and John Proust. And that's, we're going to get into some politics. The political sector is something that I find to be very depressing right now because it's your results are not necessarily based on your own individual honest efforts. We'll see what you guys think about that. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.